Laura Nolan's If Only I Had Told Her explores the devastating consequences of unspoken feelings and missed opportunities. At its core lies a question that haunts us all. What if we had spoken our truth sooner? The story follows Finn and Autumn, childhood friends whose deep connection is repeatedly derailed by misunderstandings and poor timing. Their tale resonates because it captures something universal, those crystalline moments when we realize we've been denying our true feelings and the fear that keeps us silent until it's too late. Through Finn's perspective, we witness how easily signals get crossed and how one misunderstood moment can alter the course of many lives. Haven't we all experienced that moment when we finally understand what we truly want, only to wonder if we've realized it too late? Finn's love for Autumn Rose began in childhood, feeling inevitable by fifth grade when he was 11. Small moments revealed his feelings, trying to prolong their hand touches while she remained unaware. Though middle school separated them into different classes, family dinners maintained their connection. During Christmas break, they reconnected. Inspired by When Harry Met Sally, Finn kissed Autumn at New Year's midnight. Her shocked, "What are you doing?" crushed him. Believing he had misread everything, he retreated, focusing on soccer and becoming cooler. This miscommunication created a pattern that followed them into adulthood, with Finn never considering her response might reflect fear rather than rejection. Years later, Finn faces an impossible situation, still loving Autumn while committed to Sylvie. As he prepares to end things with Sylvie, he acknowledges, "I still love Sylvie, but it's not the same devotion I feel for Autumn, which is engraved on my very being." The situation grows more complex with revelations about Sylvie's traumatic past. Finn isn't portrayed as villainous. We see his genuine struggle to honor his feelings without causing unnecessary pain. In a pivotal scene, Finn confronts Autumn about abandoning their friendship. When she claims they just grew apart, he refuses this excuse. The conversation reveals a startling truth. Autumn was scared when Finn kissed her on New Year's Eve because she wasn't ready, not because she lacked feelings for him. This forces Finn to reconsider everything. He had misunderstood her reaction and blamed her for his mistakes. "I should have given you space," he realizes. "I should have trusted the Autumn I knew." Their reconciliation leads to passionate kisses and lovemaking. Finn tells Autumn he loves her before, and she reciprocates afterward. When Autumn questions if he meant his declaration, Finn is confused. "I know that you know I've been in love with you forever," he says, only to discover Autumn truly had no idea about his feelings. The realization that they've both loved each other, maybe since forever, brings both joy at their current connection and regret for years lost to miscommunication. After his night with Autumn, Finn drives to pick up Sylvie, resolved to end their relationship despite Autumn's suggestion to wait. Before leaving, he promises her that soon, things are going to be the way they were always supposed to be. During their confrontation, Finn admits he's choosing Autumn, quoting Wuthering Heights, "Whatever our souls are made of, hers and mine are the same." Devastated, Sylvie unbuckles her seatbelt and demands to be let out. When Finn refuses, she screams, distracting him. The car spins out on the wet road and crashes. Though Finn initially survives, the narrative ends abruptly with him noticing the ground is wet. The perspective shifts to Jack, confirming our fears. Phineas Smith is dead. The tragedy lies in its cruel timing. Finn dies just after discovering Autumn has loved him all along, just as they were finally about to begin their life together. Jack learns that Finn died by electrocution following the car accident with Sylvie. At Alexis's house, he encounters grieving teenagers, with the foosball table he and Finn once played at triggering intense emotions. Jack has a stark realization about mortality, seeing everyone as dead bodies that haven't died yet. Though aware of Finn's intentions to break up with Sylvie, Jack remains silent, understanding this truth serves no purpose now. This section explores grief's complexity, how people mourn differently, how social dynamics persist through loss, and how someone's truth can become distorted after death. Jack's grief intensifies when he learns of Autumn's suicide attempt. He's consumed by guilt for noticing but not addressing her declining mental health. At the hospital, Autumn reveals her pregnancy, striking Jack with the realization that Finn's child will carry forward not just his genes, but possibilities, a connection to a father they'll never know. 6 days after hospital release, Autumn exists between not wanting to die and not truly wanting to live. Her mother and Aunt Angelina watch with concern as she moves through days like a ghost. To help make the pregnancy feel real, they take her to a baby boutique. When Autumn touches a soft white onesie, she flashes back to herself and Finn admiring Angie's baby, their shoulders touching as they marveled at the infant's tiny fingers. Autumn's healing progresses gradually. Dr. Singh provides therapy sessions and requires attendance at his PTSD group. Her friendship with Brittany from group therapy becomes particularly valuable. Brittany shares simple wisdom about parenting through trauma. Keep the child clean, fed, loved. Manageable principles that feel achievable even in Autumn's fragile state. The ultrasound appointment brings complexity when the technician discovers a small hole in the baby's heart. Yet this leads Autumn to realize conception likely occurred days after her final moments with Finn. She begins to see the baby not merely as what remained of their interrupted love story, but as a continuation, a new chapter rather than an epilogue. The novel concludes with Autumn walking her childhood street, reflecting on how Finny would have loved this view. She's learning to live with experiencing things he would have wanted to see, knowing she'll hopefully watch their daughter grow for years to come. The doctors found a small hole in the baby's heart that might close naturally, shrink by her first birthday, or require surgery. She calls her unborn daughter Little Beloved, though she hasn't chosen a name yet. Jack, now seeing Sylvie, joins them for Thanksgiving, a welcome distraction from the empty seat at their table. Autumn doesn't get over Finn's death, but learns to carry him differently. The baby represents not just what remains of their love, but its continuation. The hole in the baby's heart serves as a metaphor. Like Autumn's grief, it may heal completely, shrink to manageable size, or need intervention. Life doesn't wait for our readiness. Love arrives on its own schedule. Even in our deepest grief, connections endure through memories, through those we've touched, and through new life. Speaking our truth offers no guarantee of happiness, but silence almost certainly guarantees regret.